And we are joined now by Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So what's going on downtown? We got a cool event at Southern Village tonight.
That's right. It's a big event.
For starters, yeah.
Yes.
We were there last year, and like people like did the live remote last year. And I think the only reason we're not doing it this year is because last year was like 100 degrees. And we're like, I don't know about this year. But it's beautiful out there now. So
there's a nice
perfect
breeze
day.
All
but people
downtown.
Like showed up super. People, we went on the air at 3. I think we got there at 2 to go on the air, and people were there before we were to stake out spaces, because this is a really, really big event.
Yeah, I've heard the staking out of spaces with chairs and blankets starts as early as 8 a.m.
Yeah. I can imagine that. Yeah,
but
it's really
event.
Cool. Yeah, and plenty of spaces are still there now.
Yes,
so,
everyone
yeah.
should.
You're not.
Look,
you just won't be right up in front of the symphony. Like you won't be playing the oboe, but. But you will have a really good scene. It's a great concert. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, we have this week at downtown, we have a kickoff of our summer series of movies, free movies,
yes.
Movies Under the Stars. And this Thursday is the first one. We have a sports theme this year because we are the University of National Championships.
Yes.
And so we decided to go with a sports theme. So Mighty Ducks is the first film that we're showing this Thursday.
We are the best hockey town in America.
There you go. We're known for it. we're also showing Karate Kid.
Yep.
Space Jam. Kicking and Screaming.
Yes.
We are Soccer Town.
We are.
And I've been getting a lot of questions about whether we're going to be showing the originals or the remakes. We're hardcore originals.
Oh.
So Karate Kid
was
remade.
Like for the,
yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So
like,
it's definitely the
remade?
Originals.
Yeah. Yep.
Movies are free. Popcorn is free. Lots of games and activities for kids. And this is on top of the Wallace Parking Deck. Also, community calls it the Rosemary Street Parking Deck. But there's a plaza on top. And most people don't, they come for the first time, don't believe it, but it cools down quite a bit up there because it's higher up and we have a wonderful breeze.
Yep.
So you can find that information at downtownchapelhill.com/movies and you can get the whole series there.
I do love the fact that last year it was sort of science fiction themed, space themed movies, and this year it's sports themed movies.
Yeah.
Whatever lets us show Space Jam is basically the
and
right. Yeah.
2 years in a row.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We've got to figure out whatever the theme is next year so we can show Space Jam.
Animated
again.
Movies.
Hey, there
so
you go.
Like the live action animated. So like that and Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
There you go.
Just
that
those
works.
Two back to back.
Yeah.
All right.
The other great summertime event that happens downtown is Fridays on the Front Porch at the Carolina Inn. Have you ever been?
You know, I haven't. And the reason is that I'm on the air
on
Fridays until 7 o'clock. So by the time I can leave and get there, like, it's already
it's
wrapping
over.
Up. But I've heard good things.
It is just delightful. It is so nice out there on the front lawn, on the porch, the shade of those big old trees. There's music. There's food trucks. There's great drinks, and it has really become this incredible community institution.
Mm-hmm.
And so that happens, you know, that started in April, and that goes all the way until like October, every single Friday. So for folks that are not on the air every Friday evening, there's no excuse not to go.
Yeah.
And then the Ackland, coming up on Sunday, June 25th, the Ackland has their Family and Friends Sunday, and the theme is Fab Fabrics, Cool Quilts, and Woven Tops. Have you gone spinning on Los Trompos? Do you know what Los Trompos are?
You know, in this year in politics, I've got ideas, but I have a feeling it's not that.
No, it is not. This is the art installation that Ackland and UNC brought to campus, and they're these giant woven spinning tops that you can sit in, stand in, and they twirl.
Oh, those things, yes.
Bright and colorful.
Yeah.
Huge hit with, I would say, people of all ages. I mean, I've seen just as many adults playing on them as kids. But so those are, and they're currently installed in front of Ackland. Anyone can spin on them. But this event at Ackland is free all afternoon. It's activities. You can make your own quilt square. You can go spinning on Los Trompos. So it's a great time down at Ackland.
Awesome.
Yep. And not event-based, but certainly particular for downtown, the town council on Monday, June 26th, will be considering the recommendations of two town committees that have been doing work for the last several months, Historic Town Hall and Town Properties Task Force. So both of these groups are making recommendations to the mayor and town council on how to move forward with these properties. The Properties Task Force is pretty significant for downtown. I think 10 of the 20 properties are downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making recommendations. And then, of course, Historic Town Hall, which is currently the IFC Community Kitchen, which IFC will move out in a couple years. This task force looked at, is there potential to turn this into more of a community public space that would have the Visitors Bureau and maybe some other function, maybe historical museum? So they're making the recommendations. Both of these are posted online, and the community is encouraged to give feedback to Mayor and Town Council about the recommendations.
Is there anything that you want to see there?
Well, we're getting a Target downtown, so
yes.
That is Check Meg's bucket list. No, I think
so turning the IFC into a target is now no longer on the table.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. I think that as far as the historic town hall, you know, it's got a lot of it's on the National Registry. Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of community love and value because it had such a great history. I think it's also a key corner for our downtown. That intersection, in terms of economic development and commercial activity, is very key. Mm-hmm. But it's also a small building that can't house all of the public interests that are currently on the table. I think from the Visitors Bureau, if the interest of the Visitors Bureau, I want a visitors center downtown that meets the expectations and the needs of our community. It would be much more visible, but is that where they want to be? I think that gets up to the visitors center. So I think there's lots of opportunity. I think overwhelmingly we heard public art space, public event space, mm-hmm. public community engagement space, which would be phenomenal to have downtown.
Yeah. Especially like that corner, because that's like so in the middle of everything. You have this like cool public event space on Rosemary Street that adds to turning Rosemary Street into like an actual street with its own character is a big project for Chapel Hill too. Speaking with Meg McGurk with the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, downtownchapelhill.com, by the way, if you want more information on downtown. And that Rosemary Street project is still very much ongoing too. Are we taking trees down from Rosemary Street this week?
There
is
are
that
some
happening?
Trees that are going to be in more out of the business district and more in the historic district.
So East Rosemary, is that? Yeah.
That are, you know, this is rough for our community. There's been several large trees that have come down.
Well, the one on Franklin Street just recently.
And then it was internally, it was rotted out. Mm-hmm. So it was the damage. So I would say most of those trees we've seen come down recently are in that 80-year range. They're 80 years old. And if they were in a forest, they'd live for probably another 80 years. But in a downtown urban environment, they just don't survive. And what we learned from last week, that one tree, that huge limb that came down on the sidewalk. Thank goodness there were no people mm-hmm. on the sidewalk at the time. The damage was just structural. And it's about safety in situations like that. But there are trees coming down because they've lived their life.
Yep.
And the town has a tree replacement program. All trees are replaced. Of course, the young sapling does nothing compared
to the
giant.
Shade, but it will.
It will, yes.
And those trees are going into the fall, right?
Yes,
to give them more of a chance to survive.
Trees are typically planted just after Halloween downtown for their health and also after we have 30,000 people that are come off the streets.
Okay, after that, first thing. I like that. Yeah. So, I have to say, like the limb that came down, I did not see that one, but I have been on Franklin Street, so firsthand experience, and this was like a year or two ago now, but I've seen a limb come down from a tree, and again, luckily it didn't hit anything, like it landed on a lane in Franklin Street. If something had been there, it would have caused damage, so unfortunately, when a tree gets to be like that, take it down and plant a new one, you kind of have to. Yeah, sad, but true.
Yes, absolutely.
So what else is going on?
Well, I've already mentioned Target, but I think I try to work Target into every, and I don't get paid by Target, let me tell you, but the Target at Carolina Square is going to be opening on July 15th.
Nice.
So Carolina Square, the mixed-use development on West Franklin Street, kind of bridges that space in between East and West, and Target is slated to open July 15th.
Is that a hard day now, July 15th?
Yeah, and I know they're hiring, and so they're you can go on their website and look for all of the positions that they're hiring. And then also, I think huge for that development is Current, the studio and art space that Carolina Performing Arts is opening in Carolina Square on kind of the internal with the green space. The Carolina Performing Arts has released their schedule. Tickets are now on sale for everyone in the general public. You don't have to be a member. And the performances at Current are phenomenal. Have you seen listing?
Some of them are really good.
They're so engaging really, really modern.
I'm just looking forward to seeing the space, this new performing art space in right downtown Chapel Hill. That's going to be really cool, I think, when it's open.
Very exciting. Yeah. I think what's interesting about the programming there right now is it's family-friendly oriented performances. There are some adult too. But it's much different than some of the other kind of Carolina performing arts entertainment that we've seen before. Very modern, very interactive, and exciting. So tickets are on sale at carolinaperformingarts.org.
Cool.
Yep.
And then anything else going on? Or?
Well, I always love to plug that the Hargraves Community Center pool is open, and it's the only free pool, outdoor pool in town. And it is a nice facility. And so that's open right now. It's wonderful to hear kids, laughing and screaming, and Hargraves is super popular. So it's getting hot out, the summer's hitting, and we have a free pool downtown at Hargraves Community Center.
Awesome. So check that out. Again, downtownchapelhill.com if you want more information about the downtown partnership going on, goings on, and events and happenings downtown. Students are out, but the summer goes on, and it's always an exciting time to be in downtown Chapel Hill. Meg McGurk, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.